This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. On Monday next, a bunch of grown men are going to swing by their local Build-A-Bear retailer and build their very own My Little Pony. Hasbro, the company that owns the My Little Pony franchise, is launching their own Build-A-Pony enterprise. And it turns out some of the biggest fans of those pastel playthings are grown-ups, as I said. They are known as bronies. So we have called Jim Silver. He's the editor of the website TimeToPlayMag.com to help explain things to me. Jim, good to have you with us.
Good to be here.
I have to confess, Mr. Silver, that when my producers first said we were going to do this interview, I thought they were pranking me. You have to tell me what a brony is.
A brony is a fan of the TV show My Little Pony. I actually went to the first BronyCon convention.
Wait, they have BronyCon?
Oh, absolutely.
Wow.
And it is a wild experience. The first time I went there, it was in a hotel across from Penn Station, and the line was out the door. And this is men generally 18 to about 40 years old who are fans of the show My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic. And you will see them dressed up as their favorite ponies, whether it be Rainbow Dash or Big Mac. And you also have to know the correct terms. There are some women there, not too many. They're Pegasisters.
So what is it? Is it a nostalgia thing? Is it being in the club? I mean, I don't know.
Well, when talking to many of them, it's all about the values of the show. They fell in love with the show, and they know everything about My Little Pony. They know the voices. They know the artists. It's an unbelievable club, so to speak. And it just keeps growing.
So these bronies and Pegasisters, I guess, how important are they to the Hasbro franchise, to the My Little Pony franchise?
Well, Hasbro does not market to the bronies. Yeah. I mean, the volume of toys that they buy and merchandise, it does help their overall volume. I mean, these fans are collectors, so they go out and buy the toys, they buy the T-shirts, and they buy all the other licensed merchandise. You're talking about a $100 million-plus brand wholesale to Hasbro. It is one of the top shows on their TV network, The Hub. So you could probably say it's, if not the most important girls brand, one of the most important girls brands to Hasbro.
I should tell you, so Pinkie Pie and Rainbow Dash, which is in the latest announcement from Hasbro, they cost $24 a whack, man.
That's right. Well, it's the opportunity to go to Build-A-Bear instead of making a bear, making your own pony. And that's going to attract a lot of girls. And as we heard from the bronies, it's going to attract a lot of bronies there.
Mom's going to hold the little girl a little closer, tighter, huh?
Yeah, it's going to make for an awkward experience when they come in.
Jim Silver, he's a toy analyst. He runs the website TimeToPlayMag.com. Jim, thanks a lot.
Good talking to you.